SBS Radio.
Yes, the final results aren't out yet, but earlier in the week, Australian Jewish News hosted a three-way debate for all the candidates, the main candidates in Caulfield in Melbourne. And so we had Jewish Caulfield Liberal MP David Southwick, Jewish ALP challenger Serena Grasso, and Greens candidate Dinesh Matthew. Part, of course, his federal counterpart, Def Hodgkins May, listeners might remember, had declined appearing at a 2016 federal election forum, citing Zionitoria being the host as the reason. Running for his third term, Southwick spoke of the Liberals' $5.2 million pledge to upgrade security at 12 Jewish schools in Victoria and $2 million for the Jewish Cultural and Arts Precinct. He said the Victorian Parliamentary Friends of Israel, which he co-chairs, held familiarisation tours of what he called the Bagel Belt in Melbourne, southeastern suburbs, for all sides of politics. And he even recounted taking Liberal opposition leader Matthew Guy to Israel on one of these trips. He said anti-Semitism on university campuses in Victoria needs to be tackled more. He called for reinstating the previous Liberal National Government's Move On laws, which ended on-premises demonstrations outside Max Brenner outlet in the past. Grasso, the Labor candidate, a Romanian-born educator who spent a year and a half in Israel before growing up in Caulfield, started off greeting everyone in Hebrew, referred to the Andrews government $4 million security funding grant and a $500,000 grant to the Jewish Cultural and Arts Precinct, which she added she fought hard for. Matthew, the Greens candidate, who grew up in Sri Lanka, recalled witnessing anti-Tamil violence, which made him passionately opposed to racism, and he said that includes anti-Zionist feeling. But during questions, the concept of Israel as a Jewish state, which federal Greens leader Richard Di Natale has said he does not support, seemed to make the candidate uneasy, and he described Israel as, quote, a pluralistic state.
That's interesting. And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist for the Australian Jewish News. Shane, more than 1,000 people, including state and federal MPs, attended the funeral of former New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President Jeremy Spinnick on Sunday morning. The community is really devastated by his untimely passing. He was only 36 and he did so much for the community.
Absolutely. There was a huge turn up to the funeral service, so the burial service. And Rabbi Jeffrey Kamens told the huge gathering that Spinnick fought with all of his determination against this rare disease called pericardial mesothelioma. But late on Wednesday night last week, he told his mother that he could not take it, the pain anymore. Of course, he leaves two 13-month-old twins as well, Michael and Grace. And in a rare show of respect, Spinnick's death was announced at a New South Wales cabinet meeting last week. And on Monday, last Monday, the New South Wales Labor caucus stopped for a minute of silence for him, which is an honour usually reserved only for deceased members of Parliament. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said he was an outstanding community advocate and an amazing human being. And the Executive Council of Australian Jewry said in a statement that Spinnick had excellent judgment and a compassionate Jewish heart, and in all his communal work, he was a conciliator, a healer, and a unifier.
On a different matter altogether, I would like to talk about the Australian Embassy. Is it going to move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? What is the latest?
Well, the latest is Prime Minister Scott Morrison is reconfirming that this position is being reviewed by a committee, by a panel, that there will be a final decision likely before Christmas. Meanwhile, the MPs and government agencies have received a letter and a fact sheet from the Zionist Federation of Australia about moving the embassy to what they describe as undisputed West Jerusalem. As this debate, Canberra, continues between the government, opposition and regional neighbours on this issue, the condemnation of the embassy proposal by Malaysian Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, who is notorious for his anti-Semitic tirades in the past, has actually fired up a clash of words between Treasurer and Deputy Liberal Leader Josh Frydenberg, Jewish of course, and former ALP Foreign Minister Bob Carr, who is known as one of Israel's most prominent detractors in Australian politics. So Bob Carr said, "I can't believe Josh Frydenberg has taken it on himself to attack the Malaysian Prime Minister on this matter. Slamming Carr, Frydenberg said, does he, Bob Carr, agree with Dr. Mahathir that less than 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust, that Jews are hook-nosed people, that Schindler's List shouldn't have been shown in Malaysia? These are citing what Mahathir has said publicly in the past. Of course, Carr has since told media that he opposes Mahathir's anti-Semitic comments. After issuing the Zionist Federation of Australia information letters that got circulated to MPs, which explains the undisputed status of West Jerusalem, new ZFA President Jeremy Liebler said Frydenberg, who has directly criticised Mahathir, has, quote, been supported by the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, two former MPMs, and several of his Liberal Party colleagues, and Frydenberg has, quote, rightfully called out Mahathir's unapologetic anti-Semitic rhetoric and hypocrisy, and defended Australia's right to make its own foreign policy decision.
Shane, you are reporting this week at the Australian Jewish News about cooperation between Israel and Australia when it comes to technology, the latest technology and innovation. I found it very interesting. Will you share it with our listeners?
Absolutely. So this month has been particularly active in Australia in terms of, you know, Israeli ingenuity and how it's coming our way. Australia is increasingly playing its part, with the Australian Securities Exchange, the Stock Exchange, now having 18 Israeli companies listed, the most recent one being a few months ago, ParaZero. There are negotiations underway right now in efforts to finalise a dual listing arrangement between Australia's Stock Exchange and Tel Aviv's Stock Exchange. Meanwhile, the ASX-listed Israeli drone sector players, Mobilicom and ParaZero, plus a firm called Heramed, which makes medical equipment that can detect heartbeat and movement in newborn babies, were all presented at a techno investment roadshow in both Sydney and Melbourne. I spoke to the CEOs of Mobilicom and ParaZero. Mobilicom does a couple of things. They make communications technology that doesn't need any physical infrastructure. But they also just launched, just 18 months ago, a new division called Skyhopper that's supplying already 25% of the world's commercial drone manufacturing companies with essential hardware and software. CEO Oren Elkaham said, 18 months ago, Skyhopper was just a concept, but we've already turned it into a reality. And he said, the sector, the drone sector, is going to be bigger than the mobile phone revolution was in the late 1990s, and it's forecast to have a $100 billion market within a decade, and Israel is one of only five world hubs in this space. And briefly, just to finish off, an Australian-Israeli startup called Electric Global presented its world-first technology in Tel Aviv just last week, and it makes a fuel for cars that's made up of 60% water and 40% hydrogen. Quite incredible.
I haven't heard of that before. Well, Shane Tziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and happy Hanukkah and have a great week. sbs.com.au